They would close these heavy wooden doors at night, summer and winter. And for instance, my daddy used to often talk about, and I remember that, somebody in the family would go off at night, you understand? That was summertime, in the heat of summer.
Yeah.
Well, they would come back, say 11 o'clock at night. Well, they would knock, the father, the mother, the family would be expecting them. They would hear and they would open up. And the heat that would rush out of the building would almost knock you down. Now these people used to sleep at night with all these windows and doors closed. And they slept under mosquito bars because there was no screen or no insecticides in those days. If you had mosquitoes, a mosquito that got under the bar, a mosquito bar, you had to have somebody hold a lamp and you had to run him down and kill him. And you often woke up in the morning soaking wet. Now that's hard to believe, and this happened only less than 60 years ago. And I saw it, I would say as late as 1920. But at that time, the change started, real big change started. I would say in my lifetime, and I turned 68 the other day, that I've seen more change in the lifestyle of the people than the people did in 500 years before that.
What sort of buildings did you have on the farm?
Well,
this back here was old, what that was?
That was a Negro house, a cabin. They lived in the cabin, do you understand?
Okay.
Now that's one, that's a remnant of one over there.
Yeah.
Some were better than others. That was a remnant of one. Of course, there were several back then. I think we had three over there, and they had about three over yonder that I remember, and maybe one or two in front near the road. They were made out of cypress. They had no window sashes of glass.
That one back there did. I can see it from here. Looks like it. Okay, maybe not.
Well, if they had, they were added later on. And these buildings were more or less made out of hard cypress. They whitewashed them, but there was no paint. Even the homes were not painted at that time, except for the front porch maybe painted, you understand? But the sides of the house were whitewashed. And now there's one reason for that. Maybe they themselves didn't know. Hot cypress does not hold a coat of paint. It will shed it. And a good coat of whitewash was cheaper, and it lasted 2 or 3 years.
Was this house made out of, is this cypress or?
This is redwood.
Redwood.
This part of it, that's a part of it, cypress, hard cypress.
Huh.
But it's starting to need paint again. It hasn't been painted, the last time I painted it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Now, the place where you keep your animals, maybe,
well, you see, that's the remnant of an old stable. Not this close building, but that building over there.
Yeah.
That's a remnant of an old stable. You, of course, they had more stables than that. We've broken most of them down, you understand? A farm like that usually had about 6 or 8 mules and, say, 3 or 4 horses. Well, they were all in that pasture back there, you see? And you raised corn. You fed them corn, you made hay to feed them. And you left them out in the pasture. Now the horses were used mainly for buggy or horseback riding, you understand? The mules were used for what? To hitch to the wagon or the plows.
Yeah.
At that time.
Now, okay, you might store